It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our morning edition of the Midwest Digest brought to you by the Climate Corporation. While I'm in the nation's capital, Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Now here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. I will tell you why he's not at his microphone today in just a few moments. First, if you spend $70 million of your own money to run for governor, more than Donald Trump spent to win the presidency, you should probably win. And that's what J.B. Pritzker did in Illinois. He won the Democratic nomination, and incumbent Bruce Rauner barely won the Republican nomination. Now, Pritzker is worth $3.5 billion. Rauner is thought to be worth about $1 billion. So there's likely to be a whole lot of money flying around between now and November in the state of Illinois. Yesterday was National Agriculture Day, a belated Happy Ag Day to all of the men and women across the Midwest who put the food on our tables, the gas in our tanks, the roofs over our heads, and clothes on our backs. From This Week in Agribusiness, for the second year in a row, there was a White House proclamation of National Agriculture Day. It was delivered to the Department of Agriculture yesterday by Vice President Mike Pence. In his speech at the USDA headquarters, Pence praised the country's farmers, ranchers, other ag producers, and foresters. The former governor of Indiana also recognized members of the FFA organization who were there. Those young people came from states like Illinois and Georgia and Maryland. Our buddy Max later hosted a question and answer session at the National Press Club with Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. A former governor of Georgia, Perdue said he has traveled to meet with farmers in 34 states since he was confirmed to run the USDA less than a year ago. Four of the top five states in ag exports are in the Midwest. Iowa is second, Illinois is third, Minnesota fourth, and Nebraska is fifth. A combined $32 billion worth of ag exports in 2016, which is a reminder that we still don't have a new NAFTA agreement, and President Trump is reportedly set on punishing China this week with $60 billion in annual tariffs against Chinese products. He says it will create more U.S. jobs, but many in agriculture are worried that the Chinese will retaliate by punishing American farmers. United Airlines is pausing its pet shipping business and is doing a review of it after mishaps that included a dog winding up in Japan instead of Kansas. United said it will suspend its pet shipping program, which allows customers to ship their pets as cargo. The name of that program, by the way, is Pet Safe. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.